This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Jonathan Safran Foer's novel, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, told the story of a young boy whose father died on 9/11 in the World Trade Center. The boy is precociously smart and talkative, socially ill at ease and fearful. His imagination was encouraged by his father, and he is now grief-stricken, trying to solve a puzzle that might connect him to his father once again. The novel is now a movie, and the child is at the center of it.
Who's that?
My husband. You must think this is very odd.
Oh, I think a lot of things are odd. People tell me I'm very odd all the time. I got tested once to see if I had Asperger's disease. Dad said it's for people who are smarter than everybody else but can't run straight. Tests weren't definitive. Are you sure you didn't know him? Thomas Schell? He was in the building. In 9/11. I'm trying to find a lock for this key that was in the envelope that once belonged to my father.
That's young Thomas Horn playing Oscar Schell. In the book, Schell was 9 years old, but they aged him up in the film to 11. And he was speaking there to the character Abby Black, played by Viola Davis. The film also stars Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock, and there are smaller roles played by John Goodman, Max von Sydow, Zoe Caldwell. But it really depends on the performance of someone who, by definition, would not be a very experienced film actor. And the challenge of coaxing a good performance out of him fell to director Stephen Daldry, who also directed a young Jamie Bell in Billy Elliot. Daldry says, in this case, Thomas Horn was not simply an inexperienced actor. He wasn't an actor at all.
My producer, Scott Rudin, remembered seeing a young man win Kid Jeopardy the year before, and that was Thomas Horn. And we brought him in for an audition, and obviously, I'm the director, so I'm bound to say this, but I think it's other people are responding in the same way, that I think that Thomas Horn gives probably one of the greatest screen performances by a young actor ever.
He had won over $30,000 when he was
indeed.
When he was 12. And Scott Rudin figured that the kid would be a natch?
He did, and he was right. We brought him in, and we went through a pretty extensive audition process, and as you can imagine, Thomas has an extraordinary intelligence and determination, courage and tenacity, but what he also has is an extraordinary emotional range and an ability to tap into it. And the two are very different. You know, the character of Oscar, as you said, is very fearful and has all sorts of phobias and is suffering catastrophic loss. And there's no loss in Thomas's life, and Thomas doesn't have those phobias. But we went on a long and extensive research program with him. And he, as I say, gives one of the most astonishing performances.
Apart from winning Jeopardy, had Thomas acted in school? Had he been in plays or shows or something?
Thomas Horn, who plays Oscar, no, had never been interested in acting at all till we contacted him.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you establish a rapport with a young kid about to act for the first time?
I think the most important thing you have to do is create a methodology. So you actually have to create a language in which you can talk about how to break a script down, how to, what the emotions are, how we achieve that, how we go forward. I have a particular methodology which I found incredibly useful over the years. In brief, it's a sort of late Stavislansky methodology of how you break a script down into actions and intentions. And you create a little Bible, if you like, of an understanding of what the text is. And we spent many months with Thomas doing just that.
It is. It's a terribly sad movie. I mean, I've compared notes. One of my colleagues felt liked it a lot, but manipulative at the end. It's making me cry at the end, forcing me to share the grief of this family and the problems of this boy. What was your intent? What did you want to make me do at the end of the movie?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
Ring up your parents and ring up your kids and tell them that you love them.
That would be a good takeaway message from me.
That's the takeaway message.
Well, Mr. Daldry, thanks a lot for talking with us about the film and about him.
Pleasure.
So, Stephen Daldry, the director of Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.